श्री परमात्मने नमः।
The state of our mind is always changing. It is not the same always. And the swings come in that. Many times it happens that for some days, some time, you will have very deep meditation, very good feelings and all energy flowing towards spiritual search, happy in the spiritual path. But then sometimes you may feel totally disinterested in the spiritual path, completely disinterested, not at all interested. And one may like even to give up everything. Meditation, really nothing. These swings, these changes come till one has equanimity in life, samta. These things continue. The main question is what to do in such a situation. We have known that at this time I am feeling disinterested. But what should be done then? Two things will help. One, jap, remembering God continuously. Another, no matter you are unable to focus yourself, unable to have concentration or meditation, but be regular in sitting. If you sit for 15 minutes or 20, sit physically. Don't give up. Alright, the mind is wandering in many directions. You are not having meditation. No matter. Go on sitting. This is a sort of a struggle with the mind and an effort to train the mind, to discipline it. Because ultimately it is to be brought under control. So, your regular routine, no matter the mind is not there, and is remembering God. The nature is composed of the three components, sattva, rajas, tamas, and all the three qualities, properties, go on changing, they never remain the same. Sometimes sattva is more, sometimes rajas is more, sometimes tamas is more. The mind is also a part of nature. The division between two, that on the one side there is nature, on the other side there is Purusha or Atman, the consciousness, unconscious, conscious. So the mind is also unconscious in that category of nature. It happens. One should not be disheartened by it. It is also not very uncommon. It happens many times and not unusual. It happens sometimes with everybody. Sometimes. There may be a difference of time, gap, but it comes sometimes. You have lethargy in the body sometimes. Sometimes you are very alert and up, ready to do this, that, all life, as if you are capable that day to do anything in the world, so much full energy. Sometimes, without reason, somebody asks you in that state, somebody asks you, oh, let us go to market. Like this. Observe it, and as regard at least the duty part is to be done even at that time. Observe it. What I am saying This is a normal thing. It goes on changing. Don't be disheartened or discouraged by it. And old habits, old things come up many times, again and again. As the saying goes, old habits die hard, those habits come. And different people have different elements in them in different proportion. Some people may have more of attraction towards opposite sex, some may have more greed, some may have more jealousy, like that. Ego is the center for all these things. Ego means considering oneself body, mind, etc., instead of the self consciousness. This happens like this. It is a continuous training, a continuous practice, continuous disciplining on all planes, that is the physical and the mental, the emotional, intellectual. And for the physical, other things also. I mean important as so many discussions in so many discourses I said, very important is the food, what food we take. Sleep, how much we sleep. The proportion, the balance between food, sleep, work. One has to find out the balance for one's own self. In the same way, the tendencies of the mind, different tendencies are there. And this quality of self-training, self-disciplining, is available to human beings only, not to animals. Only human beings can improve themselves by training themselves through discriminative faculty. Animals can be trained by other person, but they can't themselves. In the zoo, you see the tiger standing on that, and or the elephant doing something, but because of the fear and because of the training given, and training is given to them by some other, the trainer. In the case of human beings, they can train themselves. When in the zoo there you see circus, you see the tiger standing on both the legs doing like this. When the trainer points out, and he does it because it has been trained. By itself the tiger will never do it in the forest. By himself the human beings can. So that is the advantage, the plus point available to us human beings.